Hi, I'm Danielle Kelly. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to have intimate conversations with artists we admire and unique live in-studio performances. This live session is made possible with support from the Falls Tap House in Klamath Falls, offering an extensive tap selection, outdoor rooftop seating, food trucks on site, and, of course, live music, open for beerness daily. Today, my guest is multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and producer Jared Alexander Masters. Local to our Southern Oregon and Northern California broadcast region, he's founded the reggae rock band The Illies, the psych folk duo Verbs and Nouns, and also releases music as Jay Masters, Jared Alexander Masters, Obermeister, and now, most recently, The Blur. He is an avid producer and composer, the man, the machine, Jared Alexander Masters. Thank you for being here.
Not only do you have a great singing voice, but you have a great broadcast voice.
Thank you.
I just want to say that first and foremost, but thanks for having me. Yeah, stoked to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you here, Jared. The last time we had you here in studio was as your duo, Verbs and Nouns, back in 2016
with your
bandmate, songstress, bassist, sometimes trumpeter, and I have to say fellow Alaskan-born girl, Emily Turner.
Yep.
That was 7 years ago.
I thought it was 2018. That's amazing. Yeah. And we were honored to be here then, and I'm really stoked to be back.
Time's been moving at an interesting pace lately. In 2016, you were playing out frequently, and I think probably touring as well with the Illies, and then with the duo Verbs and Nouns. Can you catch us up a little bit, since it's been a minute, on where the musical road has taken you, projects and bands, and into a producer world?
Yeah, so with the Illies, I founded that in 2009 with Keith Rabbit Townsend, and he's guitar player and co-singer, was for the Illies for a long time. And we kind of started our journey playing around Grants Pass, and we got some interest from the drummer of the Steve Miller Band. He was living around here at the time, and he told me at that time, he's like, if you can make a crowd show up for you in a small town, you can do it anywhere. And so he kind of gave us the confidence to keep it going. And we took it on the road a few different times and played some really awesome venues and opened for some reggae legends. The Illies has continued to play at least a couple times a year for the past decade. And with Verbs and Nouns, the Illies stuff was slowing down in 2015-16, where I was kind of starting to produce more then, and the band members were all spreading out, and we were exploring different avenues. And so I had met Emily Turner. Actually, I've known her for a long time, but I guess she had started playing bass, and I took notice of the amazingness that is Emily Turner. And we started just working on songs together. And that kind of took over my time as far as live music went. So I was crafting songs with Emily Turner, and we created the duo Verbs and Nouns, which was stand-up bass, her playing stand-up bass and singing, and me playing electric guitar and backing her up. And
so that was a transition then from, was it electric guitar with the Illies into acoustic?
Still electric, actually.
Okay,
It was like a blues jazz thing that we were kind of trying to get together. And we won a regional Tiny Desk together in 2016, which was awesome. That sort of just blossomed into me really wanting to push Emily Turner to the forefront of the group because she's just so amazing, and I wanted to support her music. So with Verbs and Nouns, I was always like, you sing, you know, I'll back you up. Come on, let's go. And so eventually we kind of grew out of Verbs and Nouns, and I just wanted to promote her as Emily Turner. I moved to L.A., and so that's kind of when Verbs and Nouns slowed down a bit. And then she started doing more just Emily Turner stuff. And I produced a solo album for her. That was really amazing. And then she got into the group Free Creatures, and then we've worked together off and on. I produced a song with Marv Ellison, you actually, a couple years ago. And it was a lot of fun.
So since then, it seems like you've been doing a lot more in the production chair.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess, you know, I started as a singer-songwriter at like 16. You know, my first show I ever played was at the Applegate Lodge. And Duke Davis and those guys always supported me in my songwriting adventure as a young guy, and I grew up getting a ton of support from the State of Jefferson Boys and Dubious Guys and all that sort of stuff. But as I grew into songwriting, I always felt like there was a lack of help with the production stuff. Whenever I was trying to find somebody to help us record or whatever it was, I never felt like we were never sounding like I knew we did. And it was always somebody else had their hand in kind of producing us, and it made us sound a little different, right? So with the Illies, we had success with our first album, which was produced by Jelani Jones in Huntington Beach. He did a great job. But after that, in Southern Oregon, there was just never, there was never anybody to let us into the studio and just have time to like really create our own sound, you know, in the studio. So the Illies, our sound was mostly live, you know. And so for me, I was like, I have to do this myself. I have to make sure that I can make my music sound the way I want it to. And that's been a very long road.
Marvelous has a line in the song that you produced, Drug-Fueled Disco Dreams. I do my own sound so I can turn my own amp up. Is that how it goes?
Let's turn myself up or something.
Turn
like
myself
that.
Up. Woo.
Yeah, it's important, you know. I think that as a songwriter and as a lover of all genres, I found myself writing songs in all different spaces, right? So I'm writing reggae, I'm writing classic rock, I'm writing folk. And so I ended up, after a while, I was releasing a ton of stuff as Jared Masters, where I was like, here's a 26-song album, and there's all of these different genres in here. And they were, you know, it was kind of confusing for listeners because it's like, what is this? What is this giant collection of music? You know, like, who is this person? What do they want to do? So I kind of had this like identity crisis as an artist where I was like, well, what do I want to do? Like, who am I? And so for the past 5 years, I've been trying to hone in like, who is Jared Masters as an artist, right? And so in 2020, I left my career and I decided to go into music production pretty much full time.
Wow.
And at that time, I had released a 12-song album. And then I, 6 months later, released a 26-song album. And it was just all this music I'd been writing and producing. And, you know, it was kind of like I was releasing it and getting it all done and doing the work to just figure out who I am, you know, and sharing it and seeing people's reactions, engaging, like, you know, like with my wife, like, what songs are you actually listening to? And my friends, what songs do you guys actually listen to? You know, so there was all this work that was being done in songwriting and producing. And it's still being done right now, of course, where I'm just, last year I released over 100 songs.
Holy smokes.
And so part of that was just doing it and going through the motions of writing them, recording them, producing them, mixing them, and mastering them, and then releasing them, and just feeling that they're done. And that whole process has changed my life and my creative work, where I feel like there was this time where I was like, it has to be perfect. I'm going to work on it until, you know, it's perfect. But you have to get to a place where you're just doing the work so you know exactly what you want to hear and where you want to go with something, so that you can just continue to become better and better at what you do.
Jared Alexander Masters is my guest today, talking about creative process. He's an amazing singer-songwriter. We've been talking about the various projects that got him to this point. Today, you've come in by yourself with a guitar, and you're going to share some of the songs from along your musical journey. What would you like to start with?
Let's start with Ain't No One Better Than Mine, which is an Illy song. All I need is your affection, baby. No, I don't need a lot now from you. But what I want, you sure to God, I can't believe I'm on my knees begging, please, baby,
You got it all going on. I'm going off. She's got a mind, yeah, she got it with quite the behind. Keep me hanging on your line, I ain't no rush to try. Yeah, you come and you look so fine. Ain't no one better than mine. Da, 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 da. Ain't no one better than mine. Da, 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 da. Ain't no one better than mine. Ooh, baby. Ain't no one better than mine. And all that I can do is come and pick a little fruit from your tree. Come and sit beneath my shade. All that I can say, satisfy me today. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. I say, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Ooh, please. And all that I can do is come and pick a little fruit from your tree. Come and sit beneath my shade, and all that I can say satisfied me today. Cause ain't no one better than mine. Da, 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 da. Ain't no one better than mine. Da, 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 da. Ain't no one better than mine. Da, da, da. Da, da. Ain't no one better than mine.
Jared Alexander Masters performing live in a JPR studio. One of the songs he penned for the Illies. Y'all listening in Southern Oregon, you've heard them play around. I'm sure you've heard that song. Jared's here in the studio solo with a lovely Breedlove guitar. Early, you said this particular guitar had some history. Can we talk about your guitar?
Yeah. So I bought this guitar when I was 19, and I had scrounged up enough change to get it, and it's an Atlas series, so it was like the nicer one. And I just started playing with Rabbit, and we had practice one night, and it was like brand new, and we were going to play acoustic together. And I was walking it, and I had a soft case. I was walking it, and the case strap actually broke, and it just fell on the pavement, and there's a giant crack in the back of it, actually. And Kirk from Fire River Music fixed it for me, and I've had it for the past, you know, 10, 12 years. But yeah, it's traveled all over with me, and I just thought I'd bring it in because it's a special piece. And even though I have a whole collection now, it's just like... the guitar that I wrote probably 80 or 90% of the Illies songs on. So,
is the guitar the instrument that you reach for when you are writing a song?
It was. I think the past 5 years I've been playing piano. And so piano and synthesizers and that sort of thing have become my main songwriting tool. It's just there's so many different voices you can do on a piano that you can do on a guitar, but... it's just different, you know. It's different, and it makes you creative in different ways. So when you write on different instruments, like sometimes I'll just write a song with just bass and kick drum, and that's, you know, the instrument I reach for when I'm writing. Or sometimes I'll play a grand piano, you know, sound. But then there's other songs that call for the guitar, right? And so all of that is really just, you know, what are you feeling? What's the vibe of what you're trying to do, you know? So jumping into the different instruments for the songwriting process is really fun. And I mean, it's like a A chord on a guitar versus a piano. It's so different, you know, what it inspires.
So you've got all of these different instruments that have different sounds that then inform the different projects, really. You've got Obermeister, J Masters, The Blur now most recently. Mm-hmm. You mentioned to me on the phone before setting this up that you wanted to talk about reference points, and I can't wait to hear all about that. And I sounds like maybe that's something that's really important in helping define the different sounds of the different projects. Maybe that ties into these different instrumentations that you use. Can you speak to that?
So I think I wanted to talk about that too, because you know, one thing I want to do in this interview is inspire people to write songs and inspire people to have fun with music. Because, you know, it's like in this world where, you know, you're on social media and there's all these people that are so good and you're like, oh my gosh, can I ever be that good? It doesn't really matter if you're ever that good, because you're going to be good in your own way, right? And so that's kind of where reference points come into play, where when I say reference points, I mean like, you know, that one of the things that inspired me most to play a sine sound on a keyboard is Dr. Dre. Like, that was my reference point for the sine wave sound on a keyboard, where it's a lead sound. And then we added that into some Illy songs as like a lead sound, right? But that was my reference point, is Dr. Dre. And, you know, and then it's like you, in music, like everyone creates their own sound out of all of the other sounds that inspire them. And so with your specific reference point, it's what you like. And so when I say I want to inspire people to write songs and, you know, have fun with music, go inside of yourself and think about all the music you love and mimic it, because it's not going to come out just like that person that you were inspired by, right? And it can become something so unique and beautiful on its own. You know, like the Beatles, they were inspired by, you know, early rock and roll stuff, and they put that into their own interpretation, and it became their very own, you know. So, yeah, just be inspired and make sure that you take all the music you love, mimic it, try it out. Try that shoe on and see if it fits, you know.
You're listening to a JPR live session, and in the studio, Jared Alexander Masters with a Breedlove guitar. Would you like to play us another song? And from what chapter of Jared Alexander Masters are we going to hear from?
I'm going
to
play Pompeii, which is a verbs and nouns song.
Well, I would die for the night, just to feel your heart beat against mine in the pale moonlight. Well, I would die for the night, just to feel your heart beat against mine in the pale moonlight. I don't know what she means to you, swore up and down that it's got to do. And you don't know where I come from, cross my heart and hope to die when I'm done. But I would die for the night, just to feel your heart beat against mine in the pale moonlight. Well, I would die for the night, just to feel your heart up against mine in the pale moonlight. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna win the night, but yeah, that ain't most. Sometimes I feel like we're gonna be all right. Yeah, that ain't most of the time. So I would die for the night, just to feel your heart beat against mine in the pale moonlight.
Jared Alexander Masters here on Jefferson Public Radio. We touched on this earlier, but the music that you're most entrenched in right now is a little more electronic these days, right?
Yeah. So I had four projects in 2021, and it was Jared Masters, the Illies, the Blur, and then Obermeister. And so the idea was, I've got all these crazy songs. Where do I put them? So I said, why don't I make buckets for each of these genres so I can, you know, be like, okay, here's a little song that goes into the Blur bucket, and here's one that goes in the Obermeister bucket, right?
I love that bucket.
Yeah, and it was good because it made me separate my brain and be like, okay, I've got all these projects. It's almost like having a split personality in a lot of ways, because you're like writing for specific personalities, you know? And it really helped me kind of get my head together with what these projects are and what I love doing most. So fast forward to now, I only have two of those projects. I mean, you could still say there is four, but I've divided them where it's like, okay, Obermeister is going to get 70% of my time in production, and then the Blur is going to get 20%, and then the Illies and Jared Masters get that other 10%, right?
Can you give us just a little description of what those sounds are? Quite different from a beautiful love song and a guitar.
For the Obermeister.
These have keys, these have bass. Yeah. They're...
Yeah, so... I have a really amazing mentor in house music and electronic music, and I've been working with him for over a year now. And, you know, I DJ as well, right? So I'm DJing electronic music, and I really enjoy that. It's been something as a producer and a songwriter where I get to step back and just enjoy the music with everybody. Mm. But then I was like, I want to make this music. I want to make people dance more. You know, because I was playing reggae, and that was really fun, danceable music, and then I produce a lot of dance music stuff. But, with the Obermeister, there's a lot of, you know, 808s and, big, heavy synth basses and lots of amazing analog synths happening and really heavy kick drums and, percussion instruments just kind of layering and filling everything. And, so I'm going to take this year to really dive into that passion of dance music and create an album that expresses my love for it. And yeah, it's very different, but the songwriting element's the same. And I can do whatever I want. I can play whatever I want. You know, I've been writing for this project that is The Blur, and it's very different than my other music. It's a lot more emotionally powered, emotional centric type stuff, and there's not a lot of guitar in it. There's more of a very poppy and synthy element there instead of natural instruments.
So there's a question in here about that label for that project, but I want to circle back to what last time you were here. It was in 2016, and it was due to the fact that JPR had selected you and your Verbs and Nouns group with Emily Turner as our regional favorite NPR Tiny Desk submission. And it's timely that we're having this conversation now because NPR Music is currently back with their contest. They're accepting entries now till March 13th. So if you're an unsigned artist or musician ages 18 or older, you can submit your video of your original song in a desk to tinydeskmusic.com at NPR. And one of the rules is you need to be an unsigned artist. So since then, mm-hmm. I guess we could say now you're a signed artist. And I wanted to know what that means for you and like how that changes the game for you.
The Blur is a signed artist.
The Blur and Jared Alexander Masters is his...
I'm my own thing.
Own thing.
I'm independent.
You could maybe speak to, like, what does having a label, like, what does that mean? Or what does that do for the Blur? What does that do for an artist?
So, you know,
and what does it inhibit?
This is an independent label, right? It's a bunch of really good friends who have developed this label. And they have empowered me to get better distribution for my music. And then hooking me up with people who could potentially manage my project, right? And so, you know, I think that there's a lot of artists who are like, oh man, if I get signed, I'm going to make it. But that's not necessarily true. You know, you hear horror stories about like, oh yeah, I got signed and then, you know, they gave me $50,000, but you have to pay that $50,000 back. You know, like whatever you use in that $50,000 for your album, that has to get paid back And if the album doesn't do well, then you still, you know, it's almost just like a credit card at that point. And so with this label, you know, we kind of bootstrapped it. And since I'm a producer, you know, and I wouldn't consider myself a mixing engineer, but I do it. I did everything myself for the most part. So we made, you know, our own budget and made it work. But, you know, I think that the important thing is if you're looking for support, if you're an artist where you're like, I want to get really serious about getting my music out there or getting myself out there, find someone who loves you and loves your music and work together to create a plan on how to move forward and, you know, getting your music out there to people, whether it's better distribution, working with, you know, playlisters and people who can help shine a light on it if they like it. You know, just people who have done this. And then, you know, with management for your live stuff, finding a good touring manager, somebody who has good connections with festivals and venues. And, you know, it's a lot of networking.
What are your wildest creative dreams for this year? Where do you see the Blur going, and what are your goals and missions for the year?
So the Blur is going to just keep writing songs. I think my goal with the Blur is to just have it be a production songwriting hub, you know, and just release music through that. I think my wildest creative dreams at the moment have to do with Obermeister and creating dance music that makes people dance and inspires people to enjoy life in a, you know, time where things are crazy. And so I think this year I'm really going to focus on becoming the best dad and human and producer I can be, and putting my best foot forward in 2024 with a tour and an album and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Sounds like a great plan.
Yeah.
We have time for another song. Would you like to play us another?
Sure, I'd love to.
Thanks.
I'm going to play Seaweeds, which is like our most streamed song by the Illies.
To be honest, I'll be gone till after harvest, working in the fields, put a little in weak pockets, please meet via G Street. Meet me on the corner, make it easy. Roll up and then po-po cruise by. Zip up my window and continue rolling my sweet, sweet magic seaweed. Like I'm underwater when you kiss me, baby. Hold my hand, says I'm your only man. Mary Jane proclaims OSC's a favorite band, so I advertise it. Let me emphasize on why you might like it. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's like whoa, 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 whoa. Very simple etiquette, everything's irrelevant. My intent is paying rent, so sometimes I'll be selling it. Supply and demand, simply understand. Chronic in my hand, just organic from my planet. Ban it so I burn it, twist your J and turn it when it's lit. Should properly be hit like this, and fish was driving me home. Rabbit got some cabbage that gets me so I'm stoned. And it makes me feel like oh, whoa, whoa, oh. Got me feeling like my phone is ringing, it's the chica and she sing. Come and stay with me for the weekend. We can speak in tongue, I'll be married. You can be the bong. Love songs about you all night long. Said, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Got me feeling like, whoa, 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 whoa. And now we're singing back. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's Jared Alexander Mastered live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studios with Seaweed, an Illy's tune. Well, before we go, it's been so wonderful to have you here. Thanks for being here talking about creative process. I just wondered if you had any more, if you were to condense it all into, I wondered if you had any last pieces that you would offer to anyone who's curious about songwriting, who wants to be a songwriter, who aspires to be a producer. I know that you've been a do-it-yourselfer and self-taught, and you've made leaps and bounds by just doing it. And I wondered if you have any words of wisdom for those trying to create.
Yeah, I mean, it's very cliche what I'm going to say, but just don't give up. I mean, and let me speak on that, though, because with anything in life that you want to do, the recipe is just doing it and doing it over and over and over and over until you're happy with it, and then sharing it, and then not being afraid to share it, you know, sharing it with your friends, sharing it with your spouse, sharing it with your community. And, you know, sometimes it can be really lonely and really scary because you're not good when you start, but the passion that you have to be good at something will take you, you know, to that place where it's like you can get through it because you love it.
How do you deal with that loneliness or that fear of beginning?
You know, I think that it's just like with, you know, exercising or anything else, like, okay, I'm going to have to go work out today and I really hate leg day, but I'm going to do it because I want my butt to look good. Don't cut that out. But you know, it's like, it's anything like that. It's like anything where you just have to do the reps to get yourself looking how you want at the gym, right? Or you have to do the reps to get your voice to a certain place that you want to. Like, you know, hitting the notes that you want to hit on any given day. I can't do it, but you know, I'm still working on it. Like, I'm actually searching for a vocal coach right now because I want to get better. And I've been singing for, you know, 15 years or whatever it is. So I would just say, you know, when you're feeling down, there's always somebody worse than you and there's always somebody better than you. So just remember that and keep trucking, because if you really want it, you're going to get it.
Do the reps and don't give up.
Do the reps and don't give up.
Jared Alexander Mastered. Where can we find your music? Where can we find and support Jared Alexander Mastered?
You can follow the Illies on Spotify. You can follow Jared Mastered on Spotify. You can follow The Blur on Spotify. And you can follow Obermeister on Spotify or any streaming service.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for making the time to talk about your music with us today. As Jared said, you can find him at Jared Alexander Mastered. We hope to see you down the road. Maybe next time you can bring some electronics in with you and we can get Octopus in here.
And thank you, JPR, for all of your years of music and broadcast and information. I love you.
This live session is made possible with support from the Falls Tap House in Klamath Falls, offering an extensive tap selection, outdoor rooftop seating, food trucks on site, and of course, live music. Open for Beerness daily. Find their live music schedule at the Falls Tap House on Facebook and Instagram. Big thanks to John Griffin of Luna Zen Studios for engineering this session. You can find this JPR session and others archived on our website at www.ijpr.org and on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly. Open Air will continue right after this.